Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
Welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we discuss tools that will assist you in opening awareness to your own incredible truth and empower your journey to authentic living. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. With all the chaotic situations we're facing in our lives these days, it is easy to become overcome with the anger and the sadness and the anxiety that comes along with many of these situations. A dear friend of mine recently mentioned how stressed out she was feeling because of it all. Today's tool will certainly help with your feelings and stress levels. But before we get to the tool, I do want to speak to you a little bit about stress. The stress we feel comes from within. The power that these situations have over our feelings and emotions is based on the power that we give to them. Nothing can stress us out unless we give it the okay to do so. Having said that, I want you to know that this does not mean that we walk around like zombies and care nothing about what's happening in our world. We can care deeply about circumstances in our lives and still have power over the stress that attempts to well up inside of us. It's important to keep the control over that stress, to maintain your awareness that you have control over that stress. Because what happens when stress takes over is we lose our ability to effectively deal with whatever it may be that we're facing. We are negatively affected and energetically depleted anytime stress is present. Our effectiveness to deal with circumstances as well as our well-being is challenged on all levels, the physiological, the mental, emotional, and the spiritual. Last week, I spoke of standing up for change and healing. When we stand up, we must stand up for what we desire. When we stand up in opposition of something, we give and expand that which we are opposing. We give more negative energy to it, and we open ourselves to let stress take over once again. Stand up for what you desire instead. And to use last week's example, in this family separation situation I spoke of, I stand for unity, peace, compassion, and understanding. When I make these my focus of what I want in that situation, I keep stress at bay. I can speak more effectively, and I infuse the situation with all that I desire, the unity, the peace, the compassion, the understanding. So, let's get on to the tool for today's show, as it will definitely assist us in staying anchored in highest good and our own well-being. The tool today is Vision Love. Now, you can insert anything you desire here in place of love. You can insert peace, comfort, abundance, unity, kindness, anything you want, even material things. Now, it is very important that we do not insert the word for between vision and love. We are not visioning for love. When we vision for something, and we use that word for, when we vision for something, we see the lack of that thing, and it pushes what we desire further away from us. Visioning for something certainly helps us calm our being, but to manifest our desires, we must vision that thing. And we're going to talk a whole lot more about this. Greg Braden, in his book, Secrets of the Lost Mode of Prayer, talks about pray-rain method of prayer. When we use this method of prayer, we are visioning. Since reading this book, I've shared it with many people who have told me how effective this method of prayer has been and how it's elevated their prayer and visioning practice. Call it prayer, call it vision. Either way, you elevate the results in outstanding ways. For those of you not familiar with this method, let me just briefly tell you the story that Greg Braden shared in his book. This, of course, is my summary. I did not go and just copy this, so these aren't Greg's words. These are mine. I'm sharing with you my understanding of it. So, Greg lives in the desert mountains of New Mexico, and one of his friends is a member of a Native American tribe near his home. I don't remember whether this guy was a shaman or just one of the tribal leaders, but that really doesn't matter. He has a beautiful method of prayer. Anyway, he told Greg he was going to pray rain and asked if Greg wanted to tag along. Greg, having a very curious mind and a student of the lost religions and cultures of this world, wholeheartedly agreed. They set out on a two-hour walk into the desert mountain areas of the tribe's reservation. After walking these 2 hours, his friend pointed to a place where rocks had been laid out on the ground in a circular pattern. Greg's friend removed his shoes, stepped into the circle, and then went silent. After a few moments, he stepped out, said he was done, and began putting his shoes back on for the walk back. Curiosity led Greg to ask about what had just happened. He said to his friend, "I thought we were going to pray for rain." His friend answered, "No, we are not praying for rain. We are here to pray rain, and I have just done that." He went on to explain to Greg what I mentioned earlier. To pray for something, we are feeding energy into the lack of that which we are praying for. As they made the two-hour walk back, Greg's friend explained what he had actually done while in the circle. While in there, he had gone into a vision, and he visioned the feeling of the mud squishing between his toes because of the abundance of rain. He had visioned the feeling and sounds of rain falling to the earth and hitting the mud puddles and hitting his face, the buildings and the crops. He visioned the children playing in the puddles and heard the sounds of their laughter and splashing as they jumped in and out of those puddles. He visioned the joy and gratitude as the tribe brought in the crops that were abundant due to the rain. We too can vision anything we want, and it's important to know we do not have to trek 2 hours into the desert to do so. We can do this anywhere when we can connect with our inner sacred space. It is easier to do than you might think, and we'll talk about how to do this in just a moment. So for the purposes of this show, I will speak primarily about vision love. Now remember, you can vision anything that you desire. I'm just using love as my example because I believe love can overcome all the perceived chaos and upset that we see around us these days. You can also replace the word vision with prayer if that resonates more with you. So, vision love, pray love, is the internally, it's to internally move to a place where we fully experience love. We must see that love that already exists in our lives. We must see and deepen the love that we have for ourselves. We must embrace the love that resonates within us. To do this, we must calm our hearts and connect with our highest self, God, universe, higher power, whatever that may be to you. Remember that this love is already within. We do not need to wait for it to arrive. It is not given to us because of our deeds or our beliefs. It is not something that we must earn. This love is unconditional. It is already within each of us, and it is abundant. And folks, if you are visioning peace, same thing. Peace is already within. If you're visioning compassion, compassion is already in. It's already within you. We often seek love or anything else we desire outside of ourselves. When we do this, we become reliant on someone else to provide love for us, or we come to believe that certain circumstances must be in place before we can receive. We often believe we must change so that we are deserving of love. You know, while change can be for the good, and I'm certainly a proponent of personal growth and positive change, we must never forget that who we are as our essence, our truth, is all we need to be to have love resonate within us. Or peace, or compassion. We must simply open our hearts to experience it and embrace it. The change we need is not to become something else. Rather, it is to release the illusions and conditional thinking that prevents us from embracing our truth and that love, peace, compassion. So let go of anything that empowers the belief that you are less than or not good enough. Vision and embrace love. Once we embrace the love within, two things occur. First, our need for external love dissipates. It is not that love cannot be found outside of ourselves. It is that our need fades. When our need fades, we are not dependent on those external sources to provide us love. We do not compromise our integrity, our truth. The value we have for ourselves and our self-worth remains strong, and we realize we do not need to earn love. It is already ours. When our need fades, we remain true to ourselves and know that the love we have within is plentiful. The second thing that happens when we realize the inner love that is always resonating throughout our lives is that we more openly realize and understand the love that truly is coming from others. And from other circumstances. Once we embrace the love within, we open ourselves to the love that really does come to us from others. Until we love ourselves and embrace this love, all love we see outside of us will be conditional. When we truly understand love fills us in every moment, we can see the authenticity of the love that's coming to us from outside sources. We are free to embrace that love and experience it without the fear of it being taken away. How awesome would it be to be embraced by unconditional love in every moment of your life? Well, you are. And even more than that, so is everyone else in the universe. So let's chat a bit about how to vision love. First, the first thing that we do is believe love. Some of you may think love is something that you must chase, and some of you may think it's uncatchable, that it is ever illusory, and that you may never experience it. I'm here to tell everyone chasing love through relationships, material things, the world, anything else, stop the chase. When we stop the chase, love can be realized within. Experiencing love is not impossible. We must simply learn where to find it. And as we have already been talking, love is found within first. Everything is possible, including authentic and pure love. We must believe, and the precursor to belief is often imagination. So take a moment right now to settle your mind. Just begin a gentle rhythmic breathing pattern. Focus only on this moment. Right now, when you become fully present, all is well. Even if you have serious health concerns, financial worries, difficulties with others, in this moment, when you tune into your breathing, calm your thoughts, turn your thoughts within, all is truly well. Embrace that truth and believe that truth. If you're having a difficult time believing that all is well, pretend for a moment that everything is well right now. Anytime you want something, if you struggle with believing it is possible, pretend that it is possible. When we can pretend something is possible, we make it so. If we can imagine it, it is absolutely possible. So continue your rhythmic breathing, allow your mind to calm, and feel peace. Feel love. This is the eternal love, that we're talking about here. It's eternal as well. Even if you only have a fleeting moment of this feeling, you are experiencing love. So feel it. Embrace it. Do not judge it. Just embrace it and be grateful for it. Now, once you have done that, turn your attention to something that you can love about yourself right now, in this moment. Embrace that. Be grateful for that. Now, turn your attention to something else you can love about yourself. Feel it, embrace it, and be grateful for it. It is important to stay present and look within. Remember, these are things that you love about you. The things you love about others or the life you live come later on. Right now, you are experiencing love within. Feel it, embrace it. Know that this is your truth, and there is so much more available when you open your awareness to it and receive the love you have been that you have for you. Once again, hold that love and gratitude. As we add gratitude for anything, we receive more to be grateful for. When we set our focus on one thing that we love, we hold it in gratitude, we will open ourselves to see something else that we love about ourselves, and then another, until that feeling of love resonates within us. When you feel love, turn your focus to love. Embrace the love you have within, even if it's just tiny in comparison for what you desire. Embrace it. Focus on the love, the feeling, the experience, the emotion, the truth, and just allow that to grow. With every expansion of love that you feel, express gratitude for it. Like all the tools presented here, this is not a once and done thing. This is a practice that serves you and elevates the love within you each time you do it. So do it often. As you continue this practice, you'll quickly fill your entire being with love. You will feel it so full that it spills out into the life you live through your expression into the world. When you are expressing authentic love out into the world, authentic love begins to come back to you in abundance. Once you feel love, you can vision love. You are not visioning for love, as that will just put your focus on the lack. Vision love, just as the tribal leader visioned rain. Close your eyes mentally and emotionally. Move into the experience of love. In your vision, feel love as if it is abundant throughout your life already and the world around you. Create a vision of life when love fills every moment you experience. See love everywhere present. See life as if this world responds with abundance of authentic love to every expression of love you make. Feel it within you and around you. Know what this feels like. What sights come to mind when love is your experience? What sounds do you hear when love resonates within and around you? What other feelings expand as you experience love? How does it show up for you? And then ask, how can you express it more fully? How do you receive it from others more fully? And most importantly of all, how do you love you? Spend some time with those questions. Really ask and experience and go silent and still in your mind so that you can receive your answers. Experience this with no conditions or expectations. Authentic love is unconditional. It is already within, and it also comes to us from everything around us. Simply ask the questions and allow the answers to appear. Celebrate them and embrace love. Take your time with this, as this experience itself will elevate the love you feel in your life. As you come to completion with your vision and truly feel love everywhere present, speak silently or aloud a heartfelt yes to your vision. Claim it as your truth and believe it is already made manifest in your life. Everything is possible when we believe and we commit to the steps of our visions. Every walk to that which we desire is comprised of steps. When doubt comes into your mind about what you experience in your vision, remember, you are on a journey. That doubt is just something that popped up. It's not your truth. When you hold true to your vision and you feel love everywhere present, the journey you take expands and elevates love within and throughout your life. Celebrate and hold in gratitude what you just experienced and each step along your journey. When you can imagine, you can believe, and when you hold true to that belief, your reality becomes that which you desire. Again, you can replace the word love with anything you desire. It can be peace, gratitude, strength. It can even be material things. If peace is your desire, simply go into stillness, calm your mind, begin that gentle rhythmic breathing, and embrace peace. Feel it within. Vision an abundance of peace around you. See it, feel it, hear it. Bring all your senses into the process and believe. So let's take a moment and talk about relationships, because we often vision for love. We often vision for love as it's concerned with a relationship that we have or a relationship that we want. The first thing that we want to talk about here is if you desire finding a partner of your dreams, I'm going to show you how to use this process. To find the partner of your dreams, begin just as we did before. Calm your mind, gently breathe, and believe this person already exists. Now, it's very important to release any thoughts you have of a specific person. This person that you may be thinking of, it may be the perfect one for you, but they may not. Just let go of all preconceived notions of who it's going to be for a moment. Settle into your vision and just feel the ways the perfect partner is going to sync with you. Feel the feelings associated with a relationship that is authentic, that is built on love. Feel the expansion of love within you. Feel the comfort and the support that they may bring. Feel the comfort and the support that you can give. Hear the words associated with a loving relationship. Embrace those words. Hear the words that you will say into the relationship. Come to realize what you truly desire in a relationship beyond the physical presence of another person. Understand how you can give that into the relationship and to your partner. Know how they will give that into the relationship and to you. Vision your most authentic desires and believe they are already present in your life. Hold true to this vision. Do not compromise, and that person will appear. Now, if you're already in a relationship and you desire to enrich your current relationship, begin with visioning the love that is already present. Vision the good that is already present. Envision the enriched relationship by visioning an expansion of all that you already have. Vision the changes and enrichment you desire as if they're already done. See the elevated joy, feel the expanded love, hear the words and sounds that come with your enriched relationship. See what you desire as already made manifest in your life. Visioning relationships is a little more difficult because we do get caught up in the physical aspects. We often feel lonely when we do not have an intimate partner. We feel unloved if there is not someone giving love to us each day. When we vision relationships, we must remember to vision beyond the physical. An intimate relationship is much more than that physical presence or touch of another human. Certainly, your desire may include the physical connection, and that is perfect. Just remember, there is a mental, emotional, and even spiritual connection that must be made before we can ever find true love with another. The visioning process will assist you in discovering love on all those levels. It will help you find clarity on what it is that you desire from another human being. So vision love in your relationships. You may want to also bring in peace and compassion and kindness. All of those matter. So whatever it is that you determine is your perfect relationship, vision that as if it's already done. Now, as I said, we can also do this with material things. So let's briefly, before we end the show today, let's briefly talk about how to do that with something material. I'm going to use a new car as my example because my wife and I just went through quite an ordeal. I'm just going to say that. Quite an ordeal with her car and had to get her a new one. Again, settle into your rhythmic breathing. Calm your thoughts. Vision that which you desire. Hold in gratitude whatever form of transportation you already have. Even if that's your own 2 feet, hold those in gratitude too. In your vision, experience the car that you desire. Not just see it. We're not just looking at a picture of it. That's part of it, but that's not all of it. See it in all its intricate details. See yourself driving it off the lot and through the streets. See it parked in your driveway or your garage. Smell that new car smell. Hear the purr of the engine and the words of congratulations from those around you and especially from yourself. Feel the steering wheel in your hands. Feel the feeling you get when you run your hands along the beautiful curves of the car's body. Vision the wonderful places that you'll go in this car. Allow your vision to be an amazing and wonderful experience and believe it as if it is already done. Know that this is yours. Now, with material things or anything outside of ourselves, the temptation is to devalue this visioning experience. If when we open our eyes, that new car or whatever it is we're visioning for isn't sitting right in front of us. As with this tool, Vision Love, and all of the tools that we have, these are journeys that we take. With material things, our journey may include some time to bring that thing into our possession. However, when we hold the belief and vision, we can know that it is possible. We can know that it is ours. If doubt comes into your mind, remember that the car or anything else, whatever you're dreaming of, already exists, and it's simply a matter of taking the journey. Vision love. Folks, this is so vitally important, and I recommend you take time each day. If this is the only meditation you do, or if you do this in place of meditation, it is absolutely incredible, the experience that you're going to receive. We've talked before on the show, when our mind experiences something, even if it's in a vision or a meditation or a prayer, it does not know the difference between that experience and the physical experience that we have with that thing. So vision it. When you create the feelings and the sounds, when you're using all of your senses in your vision, you're already creating the experience of having that thing, of having love permeate every part of your life, having peace embrace you from within and from everything in life. When we tune in and we vision and we see this vision from our truth, from our essence, from our authenticity, we change the reality that we experience in our human existence. Vision, love, frequently, and it will empower you. Next week, we have our friend Jen Lundy here, and she's going to be talking about her new book and 30-day guided journey entitled Living Gently with Myself. And while her work is aimed primarily for women, we can all benefit from being gentler with ourselves. So join us next week as we have another wonderful chat with Jen. Thank you so much for listening in today. I invite you to join the Life's Toolbox group on Facebook, and I also invite you to visit my website at www.kennybrixey.com to find out how my work might assist you in opening awareness to your own authentic truth. On the site, you're going to find out more about my books, my personal and spiritual growth workshops, coaching programs, corporate workshops, team development events, seminars, and all kinds of other stuff. I also provide emotional release and energetic healing services that you may find effective for you. As always, my deepest gratitude goes out to Brent Carey for creating this amazing resource for empowered living. And thank you to Mark, my producer, for doing such an amazing job for us. Until next week and beyond, vision, love, and create the life experience you most deeply desire. Love and peace to you all.